105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Primary school children in South Cambridgeshire have been getting the message on recycling from Bill the Bin Man. Bill's alter ego is South Cambridgeshire District Council recycling officer Julian Ayres, and he's here now. Hello, Julian.
Hi there.
Could be confusing two Julians to get together at once. So when you became a recycling officer, do you think you'd actually end up becoming a bin man as part of all of that?
Not exactly. I knew I'd be supporting the bin man an awful lot, and Bill actually came to me as an idea one morning after a whole weekend of racking my brains about how to get the message over to the to the school children.
Did you have some school appointments booked
at the time? Yes, I was at Belbourne Primary School, and as I was driving along, I thought, well, there's my high-vis jacket, there's my hat, let's be Bill the Bin Man. And I presented the assembly that way. And it took off. It was a real success. So I've done it a few times since. Most recently at the Vine School in Camborne and Orchard Park, you know, just north of Cambridge.
Yeah. That's one of the new areas, isn't it, that
yes,
one?
Yes, yeah.
I kind of get lost when I go out that way. I've got one of my colleagues, I mentioned it on air, Tim, who does 105 Breakfast here, lives at Camborne, and navigating your way through to the new areas sometimes a little bit tricky, but not always past your offices, of course, en route.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, there's an awful lot of new build going on in South Cambridgeshire, and that's where I focus my efforts, where we have a lot of new people moving in.
Mm.
So people from out of the district, and where there's a high turnover of people, so people living in flats. So the areas around Forbourne, the Tesco's in Forbourne, Orchard Park, Camborne, areas in Sawston as well.
It's interesting because my mother lives up in Norfolk, and their Breckland District Council, bless them, have issued Mum with a green bin. Green coloured bin, that's for the regular rubbish, and a black bin, which is for all the recycling.
Why is every area different? I don't know. But
now, where's the European Commission when you need it?
Well, you would have thought that would have been regularised, but I suppose every area is different.
And it is ever so slightly different. And I suppose, and I guess the point is when new people are coming to the area, getting them into, if you like, the ways of the locality is quite important, and where better place to start than with the kids.
True, indeed, yeah. And recycling couldn't really be much easier than it is in South Cambridgeshire. I mean, essentially, nearly everything you can recycle goes in the blue bin.
Mm.
So your plastics, nearly all of the plastics except polystyrene, tins and cans, glass bottles, even things like Tetra cartons, cardboard.
So Tetra cartons, they're the ones which some milk comes in there, and I think some soups you can get.
I shouldn't advertise Orangina, but there's a favourite. Yeah, that's those sort of cartons as well. We have a caddy in the top of the blue bin where all the paper goes. So if people
and I've seen that. My sister is in your patch, so I sort of instructed them on occasion to take the bins, and you see this thing sitting in the top, and that's quite good because in some part in Cambridge, I'm sure you'll know, you know, some people have crates still to put out these things. Others throw it in with the blue bin.
Well,
you merge the two together.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Well, what we've done is replaced what were our green boxes with the blue recycling bins. But you can always leave out excess recycling material, especially over the Christmas period, in any recycling container. So if it's your old green box, or it's another recyclable container, or even cardboard boxes that you've got presents in, then you can put your recycling in there as well.
What about things like wrapping paper? Because that often confuses me as to whether or not it's recyclable. Or not.
Well, let's keep it simple. Let's just put all Christmas wrapping paper in the blue bin. That's the simple message this year. If you can do that, there's all sorts of wrapping paper.
So what happens? The thing which is often wonder about, and particularly with wrapping paper, you might have some, say, with a bit of gold or pretend gold going through it, or silver. You know, I'm sometimes looking at something and I'm ready to put it into recycling, and I'm thinking to myself, what if I put in the wrong thing? Will I be the person who messes up the batch for the whole of Petersfield?
No, it's unlikely. It's unlikely. I mean, there are processes to screen out different types of what you might call contaminants.
Yeah.
But things like that would just produce a lower grade recycling paper, recycled paper. So if you turn it into something like newspaper rather than a high grade printing paper.
Right. Okay, that's interesting to know. And the other thing, of course, about Christmas is the tree. What do your South Cambridgeshire residents do when they finish with that?
Please cut your real Christmas trees up and put them in the green bin. along with all your food waste as well. So if you have any food that you don't want to turn into another meal after your Christmas meal, then do place that in the green bin. It really helps with the composting if you can do that.
Mm. And things like how to put it in, that's the other question. Do you need to say, you know, you've got everything out of the turkey that you can, you've gone in the soups, you've gone in the casseroles, every possible option has been explored. The remaining carcass, do you just throw it in, or is it best to wrap it up in something?
If you want to wrap it up to keep the green bin, the inside of your green bin clean, then you can wrap it in something like newspaper, which again is biodegradable and will compost down. But things like chicken and, turkey carcasses and fish and bones and things like that, they can all be composted.
Mm. So back to Bill, when is he likely to make his next outing?
Well, I'll put this out right now. Any primary schools within South Cambridgeshire that are listening who would like a visit from Bill early in the next year, Bill is more than he'd love to come out and visit the children for an assembly and a recycling relay game to follow as well.
Oh, that sounds rather fun. How does that work?
Well, that involves two bags of rubbish and two teams. Now, I hasten to add, these are very clean bags of rubbish.
I was going to say, so if there's a disaster with the second year, it won't matter.
No, it won't matter. And there are two sets of bins. There's our blue recycling bin, our green composting bin, and the black bin, which is for all other waste. And the two teams then decide which items go in which bin. And it's a bit of a race, but it's competition, but it's also quite cooperative as well. So it's a chance for the children to discuss where they think things go.
Do you find that maybe the kids end up bossing the parents in the end and say, oh, Mum, you really should do it this way, because Bill the bin man told me that.
Well, thank you for raising that, because it's actually the pester power principle that Bill is really employing. He's really encouraging and energising the children to go home and pester the parents. Not for their Christmas presents, but what to do with the packaging that the Christmas presents come in.
That's good. Well, give my regards to Bill when you see him next.
I will do.
Julian, Merry Christmas. Thanks very much for
coming
in.
Thank you very much.